Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep. It's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard. And I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down real low. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Welcome back to the June 2019 episode of The Bonus Show for the Instance listeners. Those of you who support us on our Instance support program get this early. Those who don't, you still get it. You just get it a little late. I'm Scott Johnson with Garrett Weinzierl. Hello, Garrett.
Hey, Scott.
Good to be here, man. How are you?
I'm well.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well. We just finished a regular episode of the show, so we've got all our energy out. We're all pooped. So now
we're done talking about WoW and anime.
Yeah.
And now we can talk not WoW.
I'm going to get heat for that anime talk. I just know it. Someone's going to be mad.
I think you're going to get compliments from people watching maybe an anime they haven't seen before.
Maybe. I mean, maybe some people will hear what we talked about. You gave some suggestions. Those people.
Someone's going to watch OathMS Team and they're going to be like, this is the best Gundam ever. And they're going to thank me.
Yeah, you're going to be the one that gets the praise because I don't know enough about this stuff to give a proper opinion. But nonetheless, I am excited that we're here. We're going to do a little bonus show. And here's the thing. It's not going to be, hey, now let's talk about more World of Warcraft. Instead, we thought we'd talk a little bit about those times when you don't want to play your favorite MMO. You're like, oh, I'm a little burned out. I've raided too much. I've spent too much time in here. I need my gaming attention to go elsewhere for a little while. And we thought we'd be fun to talk about some of the things that we like here. Now, you guys may not know this, but Garrett apparently is a freak about cars. He's a big car guy. And I don't know. What are you driving right now? It's like a Subaru something? What's your thing?
I have a Ford Focus RS, which is it's silly.
It's like a little rally car, man. Those things are cool.
It is. It's all-wheel drive. It's turbocharged. It only comes in a 6-speed manual transmission. So I've got the 3 pedals and everything. I love it. It's so much fun.
Nice. That's a cool car. So I used to be a little bit more into cars. My dad used to run dealerships. He'd go to California, buy cars at auction, bring them here, fix them up, and then sell them to local dealerships and stuff like that. So we always had something coming through the house like, hey, there's a 300ZX in the driveway. Take that on your date this weekend, Scott, or whatever. It was great. But sometimes...
Dude, I saw a mint 300ZX, the twin turbo model. So the top trim that they offered for it.
Yeah.
I went to the vet and I parked and I'm like, that thing looks like it rolled off the line yesterday. And I come out of the vet and the owner's there and we went over and I talked to the dude for like 20 minutes.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. No, those things are cool. And I did get that opportunity, but... when it wasn't one of those or an MR2 or something cool, he would once in a while bring home some crappy Buick. Or one time we had a Yugo. Remember those? They sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, piece of shit. Steering wheel came off on the date. Anyway, it's a long story. But my point is, when I was growing up, I was like, oh, cars. Cars are the best. I can't wait until I'm way more into cars. And then time passed, and I really don't care as much about it as I used to. But I know you're an aficionado. And one of the places you go to kind of get some of that itch scratched is Forza Horizon 4, which I had sort of ignored because I don't have an Xbox this generation. It's been all mostly PC, Switch, and a little PlayStation. That's kind of been my priority list and just never dived into an Xbox One for a myriad of reasons we don't have to get into. But all the talk I heard that Forza Horizon 4 was the greatest driving game of this generation and maybe any, I think I might agree with it now because that Game Pass thing came out on PC and I've been playing it. So I assume this is one that you'll dive into occasionally, you know, put your pedal to the metal.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite, like, sit back and relax games. You know, when I'm done with the PVPs, when I'm done trying to outthink my opponent in Hearthstone, you know, when I'm done trying to pick up some slack on my heroes team, I love playing Forza and Horizon specifically. The Horizon titles have just been my favorite racing games ever.
So what's the difference between these and the motorsport ones? Like why is there
so
even
motorsport
a split?
Is a hardcore sim where you are going to go race on real world racetracks, like famous racetracks that actually exist out in the real world. and you're going to go take your real world car, and you're going to go. It's basically Gran Turismo.
Okay, so it's their answer to Gran Turismo, and is beloved for that on that on those levels. Horizon.
Yes, they're very great. They're very good games. I don't have a sim setup. I don't have a wheel. It's I really want one, but they're expensive. Yeah. And I know if I just buy a wheel and I have to clamp it on my damn computer desk and take it off every time I'm not using it, I'm not going to use it. So until I can, you know, actually get a nice little seat and a rig to mount it up to, I'm not going to have one. So in the meantime, I play with the controller. So I really have always enjoyed Forza because they let you, they give you so much control over what we call in the car world, the nannies. You can tell it how much you want it to correct for your mistakes, because you know you can only be so precise with a controller.
Hold on, when you say nannies, like you mean it literally, like a nanny takes care of the kids? How much caretaking, like, do you want? Yeah,
it's like shorthand in the car world. Like if you're in a real car, say you had that Corvette, right?
Yeah,
that you rented.
Yeah,
say you've got that, and you wanna go send it into a sick like sideways drift.
Okay.
You got to turn off traction control, Scott. Modern cars will just cut power to the real wheels the second they start to skid.
Yeah.
So that would be called turning off the nannies.
Okay. Now that's interesting. Because, I noticed in Horizon, there's tons of options for that. And a lot of racing games, you know, feature different settings and things. But
yeah,
it's really my speed, because I don't want pure sim. I want fun. And fun is going to be different depending on who you are. For some people, having no anti-lock brakes or, you know, tweaking the way the rear suspension works or whatever is that kind of fun. For me, it's more about the world and me navigating in it. So for me to be able to find my favorite control scheme and stick with it and have a blast in that world is great. I guess I'm just legitimately shocked how good it is, even though I'd heard nothing but good things, but I didn't realize it was this good. It's a really, really good racing game. And I feel like it's not just for you. Like, it's for almost any kind of, look, if you're like, hey, I think I like racing games, even a little or a lot, that game's got a lot to offer.
It's great. I mean, I came up, I wasn't a Gran Turismo fan because I didn't have a PlayStation until kind of late. So I was a big Need for Speed kid. And so I like real cars, but forgiving controls.
Yeah.
So with that, Forza really let me do just about anything I want in that regard, because Need for Speed has really fallen off a cliff in terms of the quality of their games.
Yeah, they're not, and they didn't even have one this year. It's like 2 years now, or 3 years in between releases, which is crazy. But yeah.
So as you know, someone who grew up with like Need for Speed Underground and Fast and the Furious, who likes modified cars, you know, Forza has enough of that, and also lets me, you know, let the game make up for my mistakes when racing, so I can make it as arcadey as I want. And once I get, you know, when I start to get the hang of things, I can, you know, make it a little harder.
For me, in the old days, there's something about racing games in general that are the zen game, when you're, you know, you don't want the hardcore competition. You just kind of want to lose yourself in a zen rhythm game. You know, I think racing games are good for that. For me, what used to do that for me was the old Wipeout series for PlayStation 1 all the way through today. And even today, I like to fire up Wipeout Omega and play that, and it just puts me in a zone and I don't have to think about anything, and pretty soon your brain is just sort of making your hands do what they're supposed to do, and you're never crashing, and you're just kind of floating around corners and winning matches, and it never feels very competitive, even though it kind of is, because you're just in the zone, the music's pumping. Like, that's the sort of thing I need to escape once in a while. And funny enough, I think Horizon 4 is actually providing that in a weird way, because you can just kind of drive, you know, like I just want.
Oh, totally. Yeah. I've been doing that a lot lately. I've been trying to teach myself how to drift in the game. And so now that I'm getting kind of good at it, like I'll find myself just, I'm just going to go on and just see how high I can get my score for 10 minutes.
So that's a good one. That's a good one we're going to recommend. I'm going to say that so here's where I eat some crow, and I bow down to you and tell you were right about something. So get ready for this. Back when Auto Chess was a mod for Dota and Hit, and you had played it, you had come to everybody and said, it took me a couple of games, but now I think this is awesome and I love it. And I went, whatever, that doesn't sound great. I don't think I want that. I'm not downloading Dota just to play that. Kind of dismissed it. And when the word got out that everybody was going to be making one of these, except for Blizzard, for some reason, still mad, I got excited because I thought, oh, all right, well, this is a bigger deal than I thought. Maybe I need to check this out. So I downloaded that game last week, Dota Underlords. I keep saying Underworld. It's Underlords. And I got it on my phone, I got it on my iPad, and I got it on my PC. And I tried it in all places, all those places. And the first few games, I kind of hated it. And I thought, boy, oh boy, can't wait to tell Garrett how much I hate his little hot new genre. And then a couple more games in, I realized, oh, I'm getting the hang of this. And I'm actually doing okay. And also, I'm finding the fun is finding me, or I'm finding it, but it's in there. And I'm starting to go, okay, I'm coming. I kind of see why he'd like this. May not be the thing I'd go to all the time, but, you know, I get it. And then I played a couple of more games, and now I'm obsessed with it. I love that game. And I don't.
That's exactly how it happened for me. I really disliked it the first time I tried it. I'm talking the Dota mod,
yeah,
which is not user friendly at all.
Right, pretty janky compared to this polished, more polished stuff we're seeing now. But
yeah, because you know the setup timer is what, 30 seconds, mm-hmm. 25 seconds in Underlords. Like, that's the same in the Dota mod, but you have all these hotkeys and you have to use a freaking Dota courier because that's how they develop the game. It's gotten better since, actually. They keep updating the mod, and now you don't need to worry about where your courier is, but you used to have to like move your courier over to where you're keeping your pieces and then hit Q and then click on the piece and then put the piece where you want it in the courier. Wow, it was a nightmare.
That is bad.
But I couldn't stand it at first, but then like, it was just, I don't know. I got like mad at the game. Like I felt like I was stupid and I had to crack this nut. And I just found myself watching tutorials on how to play it correctly and figuring out how to break through its clunky controls. And I found myself like spending an entire weekend playing nothing but auto chess.
Yeah. It got me to the point, this is so dumb, but it got me to install Dota 2. For the second time ever. I never liked it in the first place. Not my MOBA. Neither was League. It's really Heroes of the Storm is where I cut my MOBA teeth and stayed. And I like it there. But I thought, all right, these are characters I would like to know a little better. Some have been introduced since they were Blizzard ripoffs. The freaking Crystal Queen, or whatever the hell her name is totally Jaina. There's all these characters.
Just Crystal Maiden.
Crystal Maiden. I see these characters, I just get annoyed. So I'm just like, dude, you're Jaina. What are you doing in here? Anyway, I downloaded Dota 2 thinking, well, this will help me just remind myself who these people are, and maybe I'll just get a little bit into it. Played a couple of games of that. Did not enjoy it. Uninstalled it and went back to Dota Underlords. But I think the purpose was fulfilled. I got over there to kind of get a better feel for just Dota and where it's at and what these characters are and what they do. And that was actually good for me to do. So I have a little more knowledge. I feel like I'm better at Underlords as a result, and I think they've got a freaking hit on their hands. Well, we know they do. More people are playing that concurrently than played ever Artifact. So that's a big deal, and it's addicting as hell. My only complaint, Garrett, is that it's that game takes longer to play a full game than a full game of Dota or League does. And it's about.
Well, I would say that's debatable. It depends on your Dota or League game.
Yeah,
I've definitely had longer Dota 2 games than I have had an Underlords game. But yeah, that is the big issue I think with those games, is that they seem so ripe for mobile application.
Right.
And most of them already are on mobile. I've been playing actual auto chess on mobile, and it controls wonderfully.
What do you think of that one, by the way, in comparison?
It's really good.
Yeah.
But here's the rub. 40 minutes is too long of a match for a phone.
Yeah, I can't do it.
No, like, what am I doing? Like, okay, I guess if, like, I'm stuck somewhere for a while, like, I don't know, if you're having your car worked on, okay, that's cool. But for the most part, like, that is a massive battery drain, and it's just not realistic. It doesn't work. Like, that's why I think, you know, Hearthstone was so successful, and why so many other mobile games that are as successful as they are. It's because of the time investment. It really works out for just picking up your phone and having some fun for a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I think that's where it's really going to struggle. I think the first one of these to really, really drastically reduce the game time and get it over onto a mobile platform with good mobile controls is just going to run away with it.
Yeah. Get it down to, like, I don't know,
20 minutes max.
Yeah, 20 minutes max. Like, that's got
to
be
a long game to be 20 minutes.
That's your ceiling. I agree. That's where it needs to be. Anything lower than that, great. Anything higher than that, too much for a mobile game. And I could, you know, even shave a little time off the desktop one. It'd be fine. I don't think these things need to be 40 minutes to be compelling. In fact, if it's just simply four players instead of eight, like maybe it's just a mode for those that want the long game, it's in there. But maybe there's a mode where it's four of you, not eight. And that cuts it in half. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe
it does. There's so many things I would like to see tweaked. Like, if you made more money, it would escalate the game mode and have it go quicker. If you had a larger pool of units to pick from, it could escalate and move it forward faster.
Yeah. It seems like there's stuff on the design side that could be tweaked.
The most obvious one feels like it should be player count.
Have you played that? You played the Riot one yet? Teamfight Tactics?
I have not played the Riot one yet. A lot of my Blizzard friends say that's the best one.
Yeah, I keep hearing that from a few people. That's not the first I've heard that. And I've watched a bunch of it being played. It looks cool. I can't quite get my head around the differences, but now that I've played enough of this Underlords thing, I do want to try it out. I feel like Valve's got a real up in this case because they went straight to mobile like immediately and had simultaneous desktop and mobile sort of happening pretty quickly. It was like a week apart. Mm-hmm. And that's bodes well for them in terms of just coverage of the product. But League has such a big name in this space that I think they'll probably do just fine. So I'm actually very interested in trying that. In fact, I may do it today. I'll just download it today and check it out because I guess finally you can now get it. But apparently it's a little less RNG focused, whatever that means, because I don't know what that translates to in this kind of game. You have better control over maybe the units you get or something. I don't know. I don't know how less random it is, but apparently that's a thing with Teamfight Tactics. I want to try it out. I think it looks nice, but I can't believe I even give a shit. Like, I was sure I was going to hate all this, and yet here I am playing your damn auto chess genre, which I think is genuinely, this is a big subset gaming phenomenon. It's a big one. It's like, it may not hit the levels of Battle Royale, but it might. Get enough coverage on phones and computers and everything, it might be just bigger and bigger and bigger. So I hate to say it, Garrett, you were right about it, and I was wrong. See, I admit my mistakes. It's fine.
It wasn't an argument. I mean, you either like it or you don't, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you're finding enjoyment. And yeah, I think it's time to try the Riot game, which pains me because I've been for years just stamping my feet, being like, I hate League of Legends. Riot sucks.
Yeah, I've done the same thing. I did the same thing with Dota 2 for that matter, though. And I feel like I still feel like the MOBAs are not for me, but these are big, companies with smart people and they're working on cool stuff. And, hell, for all I know, Greg Street had a hand in this spinoff over there. He's doing something secret over there. I don't know if it was this or not, but, it's got a little,
Heard that the Riot one is a lot more fun, like with friends.
Oh yeah. Cause that's the other thing is you can play, you can group up or something it's head to head, I guess. Right. So this is more like a true chess game where it's not eight people. The battle royale element's not there or something. I'm talking out of hat here, so I don't know.
I have absolutely no idea. I haven't really looked into it.
Something Bo is saying about you, like in Underlords, it's like, oh, I don't know who any of these people are and it doesn't matter. They could be robots for all I care. All I know is I'm winning or whatever. You never really have to think about them being people other than the final score. But in Teamfight, I guess it's more apparent that you're head to head with somebody and it's more meaningful in some way. And I don't know what that means, but that's what Bo says. And he thinks that one's the awesome one. So I don't know. We'll have to see. But that's where I spent a lot of my time this last couple of weeks, partly because it was on mobile. It's really good on tablets, by the way. I just want to throw that out there as a quick thing. On phones, it can get a little tiny in there, just kind of, like mobile games do.
Yeah, that's my thought with the auto chess as well, is like, this is really small. Like, I feel like with those short round timers, like trying to move my pieces where I want them, I'm like, oh my God, I'm just going to misclick and end up with not enough units on board. Or
yeah,
I don't trust touch controls. Like, if I'm home, I'm playing on the computer.
Yeah, of course. I would as well. But I do want to throw it out there that on tablets, that thing really shines. It's kind of a the perfect middle ground, and just looks really good, feels really good, plenty of screen space if you're using a decent sized tablet. It really impressed me on there. So that's one thing. Now, when I'm not spending my time there and I'm like, man, I don't feel like playing WoW. What do I feel like playing I'm going to tell people about a rad Steam sale I found for a game I'd never heard of and now totally like. It's called Mother Gunship. And if that sounds badass and metal, it's because it is. So basically, it's a, you know, there's a lot of rogue lights and things out there now. A genre I like, whether it's, you know, Dead Cells or whatever hot new thing. This thing is a shooter. It's a first-person shooter with a story, some really great voice acting. But what I like is the game loop. So you start off in this, like, headquarters part of your ship, and you gear up, and you go out into these missions. And these missions are never the same. So it's like Diablo, in a sense. All the levels are sort of randomized and sort of all over the place. Your job is to clear waves of enemies in these rooms, move on to the next room, kill anybody there, move on to the next room, and so on. The real kicker of this game is there is permanent progression where you can, you know, add perks to yourself over time, but you do die a lot. And when you die, you go back and spend that currency and then go back out again and do it again. The cool thing about it, though, is the crafting system for guns is insane. So I walk into the crafting gun room and I say, all right, for my left gun, I want like a base gun that will have like 4 attachments. And then for attachments, I'm going to add on a flamethrower and a accuracy meter and blah, 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 whatever it is. And I'm going to put a barrel on it that shoots rockets. Like just crazy combos of guns. And you can build just about anything in there. And it sounds complicated, but it's not. Super simple, quick click interface thing. Get out and go fight. And then you'll find, oh my gosh, this saw blade gun is just destroying fools. While this shotgun thing I have is kind of lame, so maybe I'll tweak that next time I get into a room. But here's the kicker. The rooms are always random. So when you go in there, they don't necessarily have the same parts every time you go through. So you're like, well, last time I had that shotgun. This time, all they have is a energy beam and a, you know, some other kind of gun style. But eventually, if you keep building up your energy and getting better and better in the game, you can have guns with like 10 barrels on them doing all kinds of wacky shit, and it becomes kind of a bullet hell shooter, which may sound kind of miserable, but I'm finding myself really liking it.
I was about to say, I'm looking it up right now. I hadn't heard of this, and it looks like first person bullet hell.
Kind of, yes. It's not nearly as intense as it looks earlier in the game. It's got a really good smooth progression, so you feel ready for it as you go. Like, it doesn't feel like you're getting screwed. You upgrade your armor and your speed and all sorts of other stuff as you go. So what seems at first like just, oh, okay, these are a bunch of bots I can shoot, eventually it does ramp up in difficulty, but your power stuff is really well matched to it, so you feel like you can take it on. And then when there is something about the guns and experimenting with them that's super fun. The best part is this thing's only $6, so it's on sale. It's a Steam summer sale. It's normally like 20-something, 24, I think. It's like $6. Duh.
Cool, because I didn't need more games to play.
Well, that's the other problem. If you're like me and you've got, let's see, I'm just going to count here. Total games, 1,084 on Steam.
Holy crap, man.
Let's see. Installed, 136.
That is insane.
It is insane.
Steam, I currently have 7 games installed.
See, you're living the better life, dude. You can look over there and go, oh, of these 7, I will play this one. I look at this list and I go, oh, there's so much I haven't finished. I want to do. And a lot of these are codes and things people sent me. It's not like I'm buying all these necessarily, but.
You know what the big issue with the Steam sale is I go on, and even games I own, I see them on sale. I'm like, oh, I need to play that game again. Right. Like Sleeping Dogs. Have y'all played Sleeping
Dogs?
Yes,
I love Sleeping Dogs. Game's great. Nothing wrong with Sleeping Dogs. Yeah. The definitive edition or whatever it is, enhanced edition is still looks good today.
$2.
Yeah. Duh. What a dumb. What
a dumb. It is the best GTA game I've ever played.
It's really good. Oh, I wanted a sequel out of those guys. They're never going to do it. They got bought out.
About that one.
They got bought out or closed or something happened. But they were freaking great.
Ooh, BattleTech's $13. I still haven't played this, and my buddy did a bunch of art for it.
Yeah. See? Got to support your friends. Get in there. Nab that up.
I'm going to see him on Sunday too, and he's going to be like, hey, butthole, have you played it yet?
Yeah. Oh, and my other recommend, you mentioned GTA. There's a GTA like that's sort of set in, like, I think it's even Florida, but it's set in the South.
You're describing Vice City.
Yeah, I guess I kind of am. But it's this overhead view style, like almost like old GTA, but it's still like 3D engine and stuff. But it's more three quarter overhead, and it's a really fun GTA. Like, it's called American Fugitive. So if you're into that sort of thing, I just played that. It's awesome. But once in a while, like, I don't know how other WoW players feel, but I just get this itch for different kinds of mechanics. And sometimes I just gotta get away from the tab targeting and the cooldowns. And this is a way to do it, man. Just go find something that's
rad. Oh man, American Fugitive. This looks fun. The only thing is, I kind of wish it was third person. Like,
yeah, me too. But then, I don't know. I like over the head, three quarter stuff, Diablo style stuff. I'm a fan. Like,
I've never been able to enjoy driving in top down games.
That's a good point. This is pretty good. It's kind of like I don't know what to compare it to, but like, it doesn't, you're not behind the car, so left is sometimes right, depending on which way you're going, right? Like, it's hard to explain, but it works pretty well, though. If you're playing with a controller, I don't know if I'd play that thing with a PC, but, or with a keyboard and mouse, I should say.
Oh,
but,
God, no. This is definitely analog territory.
Yep. Also, if you're looking for an alternative to Slay the Spire, which everyone talked about ad nauseum, which is another weird little subgenre that spawned a lot of copycats. Playing one right now.
I finally installed it because I got it with the Game Pass, and yeah. I haven't played it yet.
You haven't tested it yet. That's funny. You should play it. There's this one I'm playing now called Deck of Ashes. It's very similar. It's basically just a better looking version of what that is, but I'm liking that. But if you've never played Slay the Spire, I still think that's like the granddaddy. That's a good one to have. But yeah, summer sale, man. Great place to lose a bunch of money, buy stuff you'll never play, and go back to WoW anyway. But Lee, I've just been on this.
I say everyone signs up for Game Pass and we start a crew in Forza.
Let's do it. I keep promising I'm going to play it, and I am going to, because like, I can't think of anyone else I'd rather play with. You certainly have passion for stuff.
What's like your favorite kind of race? Do you like road racing? Do you like kind of off-road rally style?
I like rally style. I like when the dirt and the road are part of the enemy. If that makes sense. Like, one of my favorite series ever is the Dirt series, and I love the super realistic recent Dirt games are okay, but what I love about all the Dirt games is that it's almost like a Dark Souls game against the road, because the road is so shitty and mean to you,
doing everything in its power to kill you.
Yeah, and there's something about that I really, really gravitate to. There's something about
the recent Dirt game, I believe. Oh, I don't know if it was part of Game Pass or it was part of Xbox Games with Gold, so you may not be able to get it anymore, but it's very good.
Was that the, which one? Was it the Dirt Rally or Dirt 4 or Dirt?
I think it's Dirt 4, whatever the most recent Dirt is.
Dirt 4 is good. I bought Dirt 4. I like it. Yeah, that's a good game.
I had just avoided it entirely, but I got it with, I think it was Games of Gold, and it's really freaking good.
But what's funny is I feel like Forza Horizon 4 is scratching that itch too, because there's plenty of off-road in that.
It depends on how, I guess, realistic you want it to be.
Yeah.
Because Dirt 4, you've got the co-driver telling you what's coming up.
Right.
You know, like how sharp of a turn is. So like, if you're a rally nerd, like, that's doing it, because Forza doesn't do that. You don't get a co-driver. They don't tell you what's coming up.
Forza
is just like, if I died and went to heaven, this is what I hope heaven is. It's just like this perfect car playground.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Forza is, Horizon specifically. It's just like, it's what you wish you could do all the time in vehicles.
Yeah. It's a real fantasy kick. It's great. I'm really impressed with it. And I'm glad it's successful for them, because, you know, Microsoft just keep making more of that. And I'll keep playing it. I mean, it's funny, now I'm excited about whatever next generation Microsoft's console is. I actually think they're positioned to do a lot of really cool things this time around. I like what they're saying. I like their services, end of things. And so you'd think that I'd be excited about all of that. But what I'm actually excited about is getting into this world of Forza Horizon games. And I hope there's a 5, and I hope it's next gen, and I'll probably get an Xbox.
Well, there is no new Forza this year, which means they're taking the year off, which means they're totally... Well, honestly, I think it's gonna be a motorsport, though. They're going to launch with a Forza Motorsport for the next gen.
Do you think 5 will come later? probably.
Yes. Oh, they're totally going to do a next gen Horizon. They sell very well. They're successful games. They're fun as shit.
Yeah.
They better make another one.
I hope they do. Oh my gosh. Look at
all I know is I need to build a racing rig before the next gen.
Yeah. One. Get your wheel and everything. Exactly. I looked at the clock just now, and we are at 30 minutes. Thank you, everybody, for watching. We'll be back next month with a bonus show. Don't forget to check us out over there at theinstance.net. We'll talk to you later.